This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day, this night, and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious fathers, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand this night in the name of Jesus. Lord, just thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Oh, Heavenly Father, imagine having me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint is up to play. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, pray to people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth here, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Forgive us of every sin. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, every sin, precious body, put in the sea of forgiveness, casting us far as the east is from the west. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for saving souls, that the kingdom of God may grow. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. The book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10, and the word of God reads, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, before we get into everyone tonight who have taken the time out of their busy schedule during this Christmas Eve night, as we are approaching Christmas Day in a few hours from now, we just thank God for the opportunity through the use of the internet to bring forth a teaching on God's word tonight. We are teaching and preaching on a local level, but with God's help through the use of the internet, we are reaching on a global level. So all praise, glory, and honor goes to him. Tonight we want to talk about Christ is the true meaning of Christmas. Christ is the true meaning of Christmas, brothers and sisters in Christ. Again, the word says in Luke 2, verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Believers of Christ, Christmas has become one of the most sophisticated seasons of the year. It plays a huge part in the economical success of many business owners and business in this land of ours. You see, the entire economic anticipate the boost provided by Christmas shopping and other seasonal activities. Beloved, in our post-Christian culture that we are living in, overall it seems that Jesus is no longer the reason for this season. Yes, instead, it seems as though the reasons for Christmas has become about family, food, fun, and activities. Listen, there's nothing wrong with those things in their proper place. But beloved, I stopped by tonight on this Christmas Eve night to let you know that Jesus Christ, he is the reason for this season and all season. Because see, the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, without the birth of Jesus, there would be no Christmas celebration. Listen, not everyone knows the exact, no one knows the exact date of Jesus' birth. Christmas Day, as we know it, it comes on December 25th, and it is a day set apart for celebration for the birth of Jesus Christ. Yes, the incarnation of Christ. The word says in John 1, verses 14, "And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." People of God, for us Christians, believing that God came into the world in the form of man in order to atone, to cancel out the sins of humanity, rather than knowing Jesus' exact date, birthday, it is considered to be the primary reason in celebrating Christmas. Yes, we must keep Christ in Christmas. Christ, the true meaning of Christmas. Believers of Christ, the Christmas season should be a time for renewing, for reminding, and reflecting on what Jesus did for all mankind. Yes, Jesus left the glory of heaven. He humbled himself in the form of man, made himself a little lower than the angels. Jesus was born in a stable surrounded by animals, in a manger. And he lived a perfect life because he knew what his mission was, to become the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, to shed his blood for the remission of all sins. The Bible says that we, as followers of his, according to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, the B clause of the verse says, hallelujah, that whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. You see, as a believer of Christ, sharing the glory, excuse me, sharing the story about the Savior, about our Lord and Savior, and the hope that he provided for us, it is a mandate for every believer of Christ to let people know there is a hope that lies within us, a hope for the hopeless situation that the world is in. In the Bible, it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast. The A clause of the verse in Hebrew chapter 6, verse 19. So we as believers of Christ can be a source of hope for those that have no hope. Anyone who has Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, as the author and finisher of your faith, as author and finisher of your faith, we have hope and peace in him. And surely we'll have joy, because the joy of our Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So people of God, remember that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season that we are living in, this Christmas season and every other season. So beloved, set aside this Christmas day and this Christmas Eve to acknowledge the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called a wonderful, a counselor, mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Tell God, remember, you are important to God, because God knows you as his own, as his child. So beloved, keeping Christ in Christmas requires a commitment on your part as a believer of Christ. Yes, Christ is the true meaning of Christmas, for as an example, when God decided to select a mother of Jesus, his son, God went past the fashion, the salon, and beauty, a parlor. He went past the pearls and diamond and gold. God went and insignificant, a village, called Nazareth. God told Mary because she was a virgin that was pure to become the mother of Jesus. Yes, beloved, the world may look down with its nose of sand that is foolish, but the foolishness of God is wiser than the man of strength. Again, we are reminded in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as following. When Jesus, Mother Mary, was awaiting to be married, engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found a child of the Holy Ghost. Yes, beloved, Jesus is the true meaning of Christmas. You see, brothers and sisters, in Christ, Jesus, Christ, give the true meaning to Christmas. Jesus, who was God in the flesh, perfect, pure, holy, and he died on the cross and rose up from the dead with all power. All power was given to him in heaven as well as on earth. Jesus, the one who gives the true meaning to Christmas. He is the one, the sinless one, the one that paid the cost and ransom for all. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary for the remission of our sin. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. My brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, yes, Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus was born to give us the greatest gift of all, which is eternal life, which is the life with God, the people of God, our capacity to feel a joy from love and charity. It is a miracle because life itself is a miracle. We thank God tonight in 2021 that we're on top of the ground and not underneath. We thank God for extending grace, mercy, and love upon each and every one of our lives, that we're still here in the land of the living on this Christmas night. We thank God because, hallelujah, some have come and some have gone. But we, as God's faithful few, the remnant, he have allowed to still be here in the land of the living. Christ Jesus is the true meaning of Christmas. Yes, the Bible says that in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, it says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation and acceptance that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom the Apostle Paul is letting Timothy them know. The Apostle Paul is saying, I am the chiefest of sinners. So we as born again believers before Christ, we didn't know no better. So we was in the same category as Paul. Before his name was changed, he was Saul. He was thought he was a righteous man, thought he was doing the right thing. Because according to society, he was gone from city to city with letters from the chief priests, gone around finding men and women of God and bringing them bound up to put them in prison. But after that Damascus Road experience, Saul had an encounter with Jesus. That same Jesus that we are talking about tonight. That same Jesus changed Saul's life, and his name was changed to Paul. God called Paul, hallelujah, to carry the gospel to the Gentiles. Paul was used mightily by God. But it was because of the encounter that he had with Jesus. You see, Jesus is the real reason for the season that we are in. We are in the Christmas season, the season of Advent, the season of, hallelujah, of Jesus' birth celebration. Yes, Christmas is a time of celebrating Jesus' birthday, but it's also time for us to reflect and remember eternal life was granted to us also, a gift from God. We didn't earn it. Matter of fact, we didn't even deserve it because we were born in sin. But because of Jesus' sacrifice for all mankind, he became the bridge between God and man. He bridged the gap. Jesus, he became the way, the truth, and the life. He paid the penalty that satisfied the penalty for sin. Jesus Christ. We should be so thankful here tonight. Excuse me. Because of his birth, his death, resurrection, and ascension onto heaven. Still, that same Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for all mankind. Jesus Christ, the true meaning of Christmas. Yes, people of God, when we look around in 2021, people may have different opinions on what Christmas is all about. You see, people of God, Christmas means different things to different people. To some people, even now in 2021, Christmas means gift, giving, and receiving. To other people, Christmas means child's play, plays, and pageant. To some other people, Christmas means family gatherings and activities, also such as decorating the Christmas tree, doing it together as a family, also for get-togethers to where the family and friends can enjoy a wonderful meal with all the trimmings. But beloved, I stopped by tonight to let you know this Christmas Eve unfortunately for many people in 2021. Christmas can mean overindulging and drunkenness, sinning, and immortality. So the question still may remain and be asked, what is the real meaning of Christmas? Well, the Apostle Paul in the scripture in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, he let us know that in Christ, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom the Apostle Paul says, I am the chiefest. Believers of Christ, in this verse of scripture that I shared, it is letting us know that Christmas is about a person named Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came. You see, Christmas, as we know it, even now in 2021, Christmas is not about Santa Claus, his elves, or his reindeers. No, Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas is about Jesus. That is why we call it Christmas. Because Jesus Christ, that person that was born, is the most unique person in history. Everything about Christ was and is unique. What he was and what he taught, as well as what he did. You see, believers of Christ, Jesus' birth was contrary to the laws of life. His death was contrary to the laws of death. Jesus' resurrection was contrary to the laws of science. I stop by tonight to encourage you that during this Christmas season, as you cross paths with loved ones, friends, as a born-again believer, follower of Christ, be bold enough to share the gospel, to share the story of Jesus' birth. You see, Jesus, he was born. He's born. And he was born in a manger. He wasn't born in the bed at Holiday Inn or at Motel 6 because there was no room in the inn. Jesus was born in an animal feed trough where animals ate and where animals surrounded him during his birth. Jesus was raised by Mary, his mother, a virgin that was used to bring forth the Son of God. Jesus' earthly father was named Joseph. He was raised in their home. At the age of 12, he grew up and he was founded in the temple, reading the scriptures. He said, upon me, the Spirit of the Lord have empowered me to preach the gospel, to bring hope to those that are poor, to those that need to hear a word of truth and comfort, to all mankind, to those that is willing to hear and receive by faith the kingdom of God's message. Jesus talked about it. Jesus' resurrection when he died for 3.5 years while he was here. He taught, he preached, he healed, he delivered mankind from their sin. That same Jesus that I'm talking about, he's the real and true meaning of Christmas. Hallelujah.
Silent night, holy night, silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is right.
Believing God for. We are closing in to the end of this year. In a few hours from now, Jesus tarry, God's willing, another Christmas will come and go. But Jesus Christ, what he did after being born, he made a way. And God loved us so that he gave a gift after his son came. And the door, the way was opened up to eternal life for us to live with him. Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus, when he grew up during his ministry, where him and his apostles and disciples, they turned the world upside down where he ministered to people. Jesus, during his ministry, he didn't have no cornfields or fishery. Yet, in a desert, he spread a table for 5,000 to eat. Yes, bread and fishes. And after they ate, there was still some leftovers. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that same Jesus that I'm talking about, that Jesus that was born in a manger, that same Jesus who grew up at the age of 12 that was teaching in the temple, that same Jesus who was in the Garden of Gethsemane, that gained the victory before going to the cross, that same Jesus that shed his blood for the remission of our sins. That same Jesus, the Son of God, that was given by God to be a sacrifice for all mankind. He paid the ransom for us all. You see, Jesus walked on no beautiful carpet or rugs, but he walked miraculously on water of the Sea of Galilee, and they supported him. For 3 years, Jesus Christ, he preached the gospel, his gospel. He wrote no books, and he built no church. No church house. He didn't have no monetary backing or financial blessing. But after 2,000 years have passed, that same Jesus, he is the one central character of human history. Jesus Christ, a unique person, a person that lived, a person, the second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ. He came into the world. The Word of God again says here in the book of Matthew chapter 1. Verses 22 and 23. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by a prophet saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son and that shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. You see, Jesus Christ, he's the true meaning of Christmas. Yes, beloved, God with us is the truth. That's why God came to the world to live with us and to experience what we experience and to suffer the suffering and trials of life just like we do. And ultimately, my brothers and sisters, in Christ, Jesus died as we die, as we will die. But he rose after 3 days. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. And after 3 days, he rose with power from on high. All power was given to him in heaven as well as here on earth. Yes, people of God, Christmas is all about a person called Jesus Christ who came to earth for a purpose. A question may be asked at this time. What was the purpose of Jesus coming? Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. In the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10, it says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost." Also in the book of Matthew 20, verse 28, it says, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. So never think of the cradle without also thinking of the cross, because the two are intertwined, are weaving together, because Jesus, he is the real reason. He's the true meaning of Christmas. Yes, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. It is the key concept of Christianity. It is also the heartbeat of heaven. Believers of Christ, the incarnation happened when the Son of God, Jesus Christ, became the Son of Man so that we can become the children of God. It is the meaning of Christmas, and it is also the beginning of our faith. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also, it says in Hebrews 11 and 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So, brothers and sisters in Christ, we have become one with Christ and with each other. As born-again believers of Christ, Jesus has set that set example for us to follow. See, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, "For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is the spiritual body of Christ." So people of God, we all belong to Christ and to each other. Every one of us has a purpose to accomplish while we're here, to accomplish for the glory of God. Jesus said, "I must work while it is the day, for night comes when no man can work. So you see, every one of us, as born-again believers in Christ, we have a purpose. We have a purpose and a job to do. We must do it quickly and speedily. Beloved, the birth of Christ was foretold in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, where Isaiah said in Isaiah 7, verse 14, which says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. John chapter 4, verse 16 says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now this is Jesus speaking in God's word. Yes, people of God, for it is by grace we have been saved through faith. And that not from ourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. No, it's only by the grace, the mercy of God. You see, Jesus Christ is the true meaning of Christmas. So people of God, Christmas, as we know it, in the world, it is considered a religious and cultural holiday. It also gives us an insight of what the celebration is all about. The celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. The exact date of Jesus' birth, again, is unknown. But man traditionally have set aside December 25th to become the traditional day to celebrate a Christmas. Again, beloved, some people have associated Christmas with gift giving and receiving. They are also associated with decoration of homes and Christmas trees, and they were associated with music and caroling and other cultural traditions. But during the Christmas season, even the economy, it talks about a peaking selling season, which is so important for the economy, to boost the economy, even now in 2021. But its true meaning of Christmas lies elsewhere. People of God, the true meaning of Christmas can be summed up in this scripture, in John 3, verse 16 and 17. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So beloved, people of God, the birth of Christ, as we celebrate it on Christmas Day, it was necessary because we needed a Savior. We needed a Savior because sin needed to be punished, or else God will not be a just God. So God, again, on his behalf, He sent his only begotten son to take the punishment of sin in our state. Because God loves us. He loves us so much that his son became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Yes, brothers and sisters of Christ, the true meaning of Christmas that is associated with it is love. God's love. See, God loved us, and therefore he provided for us a way for us to spend eternity with him. Yes, he gave his only son, Jesus, to take the punishment for our sins. That price was completely paid, paid in full, which freed us from condemnation if we accept his gift of love by faith. See, God's love is the heart and center of what Christianity is all about. Bible says in the book of Mark 12, verse 29 through 31, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Yes, beloved, God is love, and Jesus is love also. So Christmas is all about God's love, Jesus' love, his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. People of God, take this Christmas season. Let it be a time for us as followers of Christ to show love, God's love, to our families, our friends, as well as strangers that we may encounter. Whether it is a gift or a kind word or an encouraging pat on the back or a donation given to charity, we as followers of Christ, let us do our best to be a beacon of love in this dark, sinful world that we are living in. Because the world needs to see. They need to see the love of God in demonstration during this Christmas season. Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, the true meaning of Christmas. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the true gift of Christmas is Jesus Christ, the one and only Messiah given to us by the mercy of God. Christ who gave his life for our salvation, by also giving us the gift of eternal life. Jesus Christ, he is the greatest gift given to all mankind. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember what the word said in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a son is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulder. And he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Yes, keeping Christ in Christmas is a commitment that we as God's children must do and will do. We just thank God for his word tonight, for the teaching of God's word. We just hope and pray that was something that was said that will bring encouragement to your soul, that will bring exhortation in your life, just to go on a little bit longer, a little bit further in the things of God, to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Christ Jesus, the true meaning of Christmas. God bless you. God keep you, is my prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you so much for listening. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And just remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. God bless you. Have a great Christmas. Have a blessed weekend. Be safe out there and love on those that you have in your family while you can. God bless you. God willing, we'll be with you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.